Fruit juice may be a guilt-free option when it comes to a beverage choice, but nutritionists say it shouldn't be. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 19th, the 292nd day of the year, and pop artist Peter Max has a birthday. Do you sometimes opt for fruit juice instead of a cola and think you made a healthy choice? Hate to break it to you, but you really haven't. Fruit juices are loaded with sugar and often more calories than soft drinks. 12 ounces of apple juice, for example, contains 39 grams of sugar. A cola drink has 40 grams, and the cola even wins on calorie count, 140 compared to 165 in the juice. Fruit juice does provide some nutrients you wouldn't get from a soda, but even they are depleted in processing and storage. Nutritionists say if you're looking for the benefits of fruit, eat a piece of whole fruit instead. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.